This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Goltz. We've studied 1 Thessalonians 5:12 through 22. Now let's study verses 23 and 24 and ask ourselves how we're doing in our relationship with God. God's desire for believers was this: may God Himself, the God of peace, sanctify you through and through. May your whole spirit, soul, and body be kept blameless at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. The one who calls you is faithful, and he will do it. Paul had affirmed the believers for their example, even though they weren't perfect. Then he encouraged them to work on where they were lacking. However, as important as their efforts might be, he points out what is absolutely essential to the Christian life. We must trust God to work out His purpose and plan in our lives. If it's sanctification, He alone can bring it into reality. If it's living blamelessly until Christ returns, He alone can make it happen. God is faithful. He alone enables you to do it. Our part is to cooperate and trust Him to do it. When Paul says through and through, he means in our spirit. That is where we connect with God. In our soul, that is where we think, feel, and act. And in our body, that is our connection with the world. This must all be surrendered to God. Then, as He prompts, we must cooperate. As we cooperate, we must trust Him to guide, empower, and accomplish. Are you progressing in this cooperative trust dynamic in your relationship with God? Do a reality check.